Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joins me now as the P&Z met last night. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Give us some of the highlights of the meeting.
Okay, well, we have back-to-back meetings in July because we only have the August 3rd meeting, and then we take off until early September. So we like to really, you know, go cuckoo in July. So this was, we had a meeting last week, we have a meeting this week, and last night was all about pre-applications in an effort to kind of keep the meeting load down, which was somewhat successful. So we had 21 Melrose Place, and by the way, if you recall, the pre-applications are just a discussion with the commission, they're non-binding, and it's to give the applicant some direction. So the first one was 21 Melrose Avenue. It is an existing three-family, and they would like to add an additional unit and do an affordable housing project where, in order to qualify under the state statutes for that, they would need 30% of the units to be below market rate, and the way they propose it, they're only at 25%, so the commission said they need to up that a little bit for when they come back. So I think they'll be taken out under consideration. Then we have Burning Tree Country Club. They wanted to talk to the commission about constructing a fourth paddle tennis court. There wasn't much discussion there other than about parking and lighting and restriping of areas and whatnot, so they will be submitting back to the commission in short order. Then we talked about a potential cluster subdivision, we call them. This is a property 1141 King Street in the 4-acre zone. They want to do a cluster development, meaning the houses are closer together and not on separate lots. They're just on one combined lot, and they want to do six detached houses. There would be a community barn and a community basketball area, and then a big solar array. The commission was not very pleased with that solar array because it was in the proposed open space area, and they said although they are very much in favor of solar and renewable energy, they would prefer the solar to be on the rooftops as opposed to one big array. They also would like them to consider doing five homes instead of the six. And they also talked about the idea of doing more of a diverse housing stock. The way they've proposed it are six large 10,000 square foot plus homes. And the commission said they'd feel a little bit better about it if it was more varied. So we'll see what they end up coming back with. Then we went to a totally different application at 420 Fuel Point Road. That is the address of the current Homestead Restaurant and Inn, and that is being sold to the folks who do, I think it's called the Gray Barns in Norwalk. Hopefully I didn't get that name wrong, but they want to do something similar to what they've done in Norwalk, and they want to reduce the overall number of guest rooms from what's there now, which sounds positive, but the complication is, because it is in a residential zone, but the complication is that they want to use a barn for one of those guest rooms, and that barn hasn't been used that way in the past. So the commission talked about potentially doing a historic overlay or something along those lines, and we'll see what they end up coming back with. So then we went over to 133 East Putnam Avenue and 9 Strickland Road. This is an area that they wanted to do a lot line revision. It's where the dance school is located in Koskob. And the idea behind this lot line revision is it would free up some space for additional parking. So all of that wasn't really that much of a discussion. But then we found out that there's significant changes that are being done to the dance studio, which is a major concern to the commission because it is a historic overlay. They have been to the Historic District Commission, but they neglected to come to planning and zoning, and apparently there was some mix-up with the address that's being used in the building department, which is why it wasn't called over there. But anyway, long story short, we need to have them come back in, which they'll be doing in short order to talk about the facade changes over at the dance studio. So we'll be getting that back soon. Then we had Riverside Yacht Club. They're looking to do an addition to the main clubhouse. That was well received. Not too much by way of changes that were needed there. And then lastly, 270 Lake Avenue, that's the Chabad of Greenwich, formerly Carmel Academy. Lots of discussion about what's being proposed in the long term and not too many answers at this stage. So the commission said, you know, they really need to know a lot more details with what's happening. There was a lot of comments from the public on this one, even at this early stage. There's concern about traffic and how they're going to be handling the site as a whole. So we will look forward to seeing them probably at the August meeting, actually. And then finally, we went to the text amendment. So this was not a pre-application. This is a regular public hearing item. This is the third time I think we've heard this text amendment. It's to add restaurant uses on the second floor in the Central Greenwich Business Retail, which is effectively Greenwich Avenue. The commission is concerned about just about doing that as a matter of course. The applicant revised their proposal to have it be limited to those buildings that are only two floors. The idea being that the third floor on Greenwich Avenue is only allowed to be residential. So if there's only two floors, that's a more compatible sort of environment for the building where you don't have residences above a two-story restaurant. So that's a positive. And it was left open because, as you probably have seen on the town website, the Department of Public Works is looking to do major changes on the avenue with parking, and they want the community's feedback. We've done things like bump outs, and there's all kinds of ideas out there about what should be done with the parking striping. So that's why that's why DPW is reaching out to the public at this point. And I just want to make sure that the restaurant is not going to, as proposed, is not going to create more parking issues than we have already. So we wanted them to just check in with DPW first and just get their comments on this proposal.
All right. You mentioned all these pre-applications, and I guess they move through quickly, but it's going to be coming up at future meetings, a more longer debate, right? So it's going to be a lot of pre-applications are going to be on the, or applications, I guess, at that point on your agenda, right?
Oh, yes, yes. No, we have a requirement when you have a special permit, that you have to submit one of these pre-applications before you kind of get too far along so that the commission can give the applicant feedback. But you're absolutely right. Everything that we've discussed will come back as a full-on application at some point. These are just kind of minor plans, not fully developed at this stage.
All right. You mentioned next meeting is next Tuesday is the 20th, right? What's going to be on that agenda?
Okay, on this one we have the Bruce Museum. We've been talking about this already for a couple of meetings about enlarging and closing approved deck. So we'll see that again. Row America wants to change their revised paving material, so we'll see that. YWCA, that's been postponed from several previous meetings. They're looking to change some of their hours of operation, so we'll see that. Paws of Greenwich is a change of use to a proposed grooming, daycare, training, and boarding facility for dogs. That's at 1340 East Putnam Avenue. And Burning Tree, what we were just talking about over there for the paddle tennis, that'll be back. And that'll pretty much round us out. We've got a couple of big houses and that kind of thing also. And then a reapproval of 9 to 11 South Water Street. For mixed-use moderate income dwelling unit projects, so we'll see that one too.
I guess what Greenwich Hospital? What in August?
Yes, they're going to be at the August 3rd meeting.
All right. Well, I feel sorry for whoever's doing the minutes for all these meetings, right, Katie?
I'll let Mark know.
Shout out to Mark. All right,
right, Katie. Exactly.
As always, thanks very much for your time. We'll talk in a couple of days. So have a good, safe and cool weekend. Take care.
Thanks so much, Tony. You too.
Okay. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, as PNZ met last.